Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
All right. One more show for the day today, November 5th. And then I promise I'll get back to other stuff. But I can't stop. I just can't stop. Are you fired up? I'm getting a ton of emails and messages on Facebook. It's like, dude, why are you now giving us two shows, three shows? This is out of control. We don't even pay for this. Like, yeah, I get it, man. I get it. So what? All of a sudden now, is there something that's against the law to over-deliver? Been doing it for 10 years. Get 2, 3, 4 shows a day. Who cares, man? This is better for me. Here's the rub. Here's the funny part, okay? A lot of people are excited, you know? A lot of people are excited that they get more than one Every Day Saturday podcast, and they're like, geez, I mean, this is crazy. Are you sure you're not charging me? No, I'm not charging. I don't even want to charge it, all right? But here's the thing. I get just as much, if not more, enjoyment from actually delivering the message, because that's the secret to life, man. That's the secret sauce to all of your problems, is to do what you love to do. At least do what you love to do some of the time, okay? Just some of the time, even if you can't do it all the time. I realize, I get it, I know. Bad things happen to good people. You probably got thrown a curveball recently, and maybe you can't work your passion 24/7. I got that. I received the message. Now will you receive mine? I received your message. Now will you receive mine? Okay, fair is fair. So I tell my kids, it's like a game of ping pong. All right, you hit the excuse over to me. Boom. I'm going to hit the solution back to you. You ready? Boop, boop, bah, back and forth. Boom, boom. Excuses, solutions. Okay, pretty soon I'm going to skunk you though. A skunk and ping pong, 7-0. Okay. You're going to hit 7 excuses over to me, and I'm going to hit 8 solutions back to you. All right? So here we go. Let's play a little success ping pong, the Every Day is Saturday style. All right? So here's the big one. Here's the one a lot of people have. And actually, I don't even want to I make fun of it. I make fun of myself more than anybody, so I don't want to make fun of necessarily this excuse. But it's valid. I get it. Sam, you don't know my story. I go to a job every day. I don't have time to do what it is that I want to do, that you do, the voodoo that you do. I don't have time to do that stuff. Well, here's my solution for you. If you just spend some of the time doing what it is that you love to do, and look, stop with the bad. I mean, you talk about stupid. This is self-sabotage. You ready for the most self-sabotaging, stupidest thing that you could possibly do to yourself in your dream? Is to say that what you want to do is not relevant or it cannot be monetized. Poppycock. I got that from Happy Days in the 1970s. Fonzie used to say that. Poppycock means bullcrap. All right? I'm calling BS on you and your excuses, because what you can do probably already has been monetized. You know, did you ever think to actually research if anybody's doing what it is that you love to do? Oh, and then you got the other excuse on top of that. Well, I'm not them. All right, well, look, you can't keep doing that. Okay, you can't keep playing this stupid ping pong game, hitting excuses back. And if you don't have an accountability partner, a mentor who's going to hit it back to you and actually spike it, here's what you're doing, okay? You're hitting the ping pong ball way up in the air like a big lob, and it's like 1-1,000, 2-1,000, 3, and it's waiting just to come down. And I'm salivating like a mountain lion in the wilderness, and I see the wounded caribou walking on one broken leg. You can't even, everybody's left them, and I'm just like licking my chops. That's the way I'm looking at this ball coming across the net, all right? I'm getting ready to spike that damn ball so hard back on your side of the table, because that's what a good mentor does with your excuses, okay? And if I did that 7 times in a row, you would get the message and say, hey, I can't keep hitting that ball back like that to this guy. He's going to shove it down my throat. I'm going to go back. I'm going to leave this game with a body full of welts from a damn ping pong ball. You see what I mean? But if you don't have people that you hang around that will hold you accountable, you're going to lob that big serve over the net, and they're going to just tink and tap it back to you, and you're just going to keep going back. Isn't this nice? I mean, heck, you could go grab a – make. Why don't you make some tea? Why don't you make some tea while you're at it and just play ping pong with a cup of nice warm tea and honey and lemon and in one hand and your paddle in the other, and you and your friend can just go back and forth, and you can just play a nice game. Here's my excuse. Oh, I accept that, and I send another one back to you. Oh, thank you. Here's another excuse. Oh, that's nice. I accept that. I'm going to send a nice one over the net to you. Stupid. It's the worst thing you could possibly do. Stop hanging around those people. Stop playing ping pong with those people. By the way, no idea where the ping pong reference comes from. That's what it's like to have life unscripted. That's what happens when you got the message inside of you. That's what happens when you've been anointed with a message of every day is Saturday. Guys, I could speak forever, and so can you. You've been anointed. I'm not the only one. What, do you think I'm the only person? I believe that, though. I honestly believe I've been anointed to go out and help spread the good news about being an entrepreneur. I can't save everybody. I can't tell everybody having a job sucks, and 8 out of 10 people wish they didn't have the job they currently have, and they feel like their talents are not being utilized. I love the 20%, and I hope the people that are 20% are the ones that are in my life. Brain surgeons, pastors, I mean, people that can really give me good guidance and fix me up, you know? Get my brakes done today at the dealership. If you listen to the show today, you know I love going to the library / the dealership because that's where I learn. I watch videos and grow as a person on my laptop. They could take 3 hours to fix my car. But I hope the guy fixing the brake knows what the hell he's doing. I hope he just didn't work at Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru and then he's coming to do his second job over here. Hey, you know, what's a brake? What's a brake? Anybody know what a brake is? Got this Crowley guy, Buick here, get it up on the lip, but I had no idea. It's a brake or a gas tank? What's going on? Is this the windshield wipers or is this the brake? Which one's which? Just tell me real quick, which is the difference between the two? Let me tell you. Love what you do and do it often. Do it as much as you possibly can. Why wouldn't you? That story, that lame excuse that you're knocking over the net, if there's nobody there to hold you accountable, and look, at sometimes it's going to be lonely. Let me just shoot you the straight truth. Let me just tell you the straight truth, okay? There's been many times I've laid in bed at night almost in tears that nobody got it. Just nobody gets it. Nobody gets me. Nobody gets what I'm trying to do. Everybody's out to take my money. Nobody's there to help me. And then I started feeling like a victim, and it sucked. And I hated that feeling more about feeling like a victim than I did about feeling like a champion. So I figured if every day I'd at least do my best to do something that I'd love to do, eventually I'm going to overwhelm my entire mind, body, and spirit with this feeling, and I'm going to want to do it full time, and things will start lining up for me. You call it the universe. I call it God. You call it whatever you want. I'm going to say it's God placing people in my path because I've had the courage to take action. But whatever you call it, make sure that you are doing what you love to do. If an 8-hour day you work, then go, so you've got another 16 hours. I mean, you know that, right? Say I sleep 8 hours. Okay. That leaves another 8 hours, though, right? Block of time. How about a couple hours out of that time doing what it is you love to do? You want to write an ebook about, you know, how to put together electronics or model airplanes or gardening or cooking, whatever it is, you better be doing that because that's what makes you feel good. Why wouldn't you do what it is that makes you feel good? It's like going to the ocean on a 120-degree day and just sitting under an umbrella when that beautiful body of water is sitting right in front of you. You know if you go jump in it and swim around for 30 minutes, you're going to be relieved, cooled off, feeling great, exercising, gratitude, all of that. But you choose just to sit there and be miserable sitting underneath an umbrella with a T-shirt on, wearing a big floppy hat. All right, don't be the person sitting underneath the umbrella on the beach wearing a big floppy hat. Jump in the ocean. It's not just reserved for successful people. It's there for everybody. And you know the beauty about the success ocean is that you can take as much out of it as you want, and it ain't going to make any difference. There's enough for everybody. Are we cool? You want to play some ping pong? My name's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday Podcast. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.